On Tuesday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a set of emergency rules for recreational marijuana licensing and adult use. The rules are the first step to understand how local government and individuals can participate in the industry.
It allows them to realize the rules that will be in place for when they apply in the fall, and it allows municipalities to decide if they want to participate.
That's David Harnes, spokesperson of the Marijuana Regulatory Agency in Michigan. He says that unless local municipalities pass an ordinance opting out, they will automatically opt in to adopting these standards. The new rules will not have any capital or income requirements from applicants. This, according to Harnes, helps remove as many barriers as possible.
Michiganders who are from communities that have been disproportionately impacted by marijuana prohibition and enforcement, our plan will promote and encourage participation in the marijuana industry by people from those communities.
Unlike the Michigan Medical Marijuana Licensing Law, a felony involving a marijuana-related offense no longer will disqualify someone from getting a recreational marijuana license.
There's only one crime that was singled out in the law that would disqualify you for a license, and that is if you were found guilty for selling marijuana to a minor.
The state government will begin taking applications for recreational marijuana licenses on November 1st of this year. Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.